Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Igniters, Dr. Cynthia Zecchi helps highly sensitive, intuitive, and or empathic people experience and understand their feelings and other senses so they can stay present with and know themselves. The intuition honing she offers results in her clients' ability to recognize, understand, and use their feelings and senses to make decisions in alignment with their authentic self. This increases their confidence so they make decisions that are in their own highest good. Dr. Cynthia earned her PhD from The Ohio State University and has taught throughout Asia and the US. She has also contributed a chapter to the book Extraordinary You by Vanessa Talbot. Dr. Cynthia is a Reiki master teacher and works in the Akashic Records. She has studied other energy healing modalities, including regeneration therapy and Dronvillo Melchizedek's Awakening, the Illuminated Heart. She has studied and worked with Henry Reed of the Association for Research and Enlightenment in the development of his intuitive heart discovery process. She teaches classes, workshops, and gives healings throughout Chicagoland. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited that you can share your story with us. So shall we get started?
Sure.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, right now I am working on rebranding and launching a new website to be more in line with my work now and taking it from a personal in-person kind of work with clients and classes to making it more of a intranet social thing to reach a broader audience.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a bit more what sort of type of work you do?
Okay. I am what is most often defined as a healer. I work in the Akashic Records, and I do other kinds of healing associated with that. But I teach class. I work a lot with sensitives and empaths and intuitives, especially with kids and adults as well. And so my latest focus has been helping people who fall into this category, which is just about everybody, to work with and manage their own and understand their own feelings and senses and intuition so that they can live more fully and more easily.
You know, there's a lot of them out there, isn't there?
Yes, there really is. I think we all are in some ways or another. And for those who aren't highly sensitive, it's a good way to use other ways to know yourself and other ways to explore the way you live in the world. And for people who are highly sensitive or empathic or intuitive, it helps them navigate the quote-unquote normal world. So it's allowing both sides to work to find a comfortable balance.
Yeah, I love that. So where have you been? What's your story?
Oh, how much time do you have? Well, I started, I realized that I was very, very empathic, very sensitive as a child. But as a child, I was told that I was too sensitive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I shut a lot of it down or I tried to ignore it. I was also very good at school. I was a wonderful student. And so I ended up going to school all the way through my PhD, and I became a teacher and a professor. And so I kind of divorced my intellect from my feelings, and that helped me professionally. But personally, it didn't work out very well. I was in many bad relationships. I had a couple marriages. One was okay. The second one was horrible. After that experience, I did a lot of self-work. Though I will say that when I took the job I took a job to come to Chicago and live in Chicago, and it was a really nice position. It was a tenure track position. I got the job over 152 other candidates, But when I interviewed for the position, every part of my body was screaming at me not to take the job. But logically, there wasn't a reason for me not to take the job. It was a good job. So I took the job, and most of the time I was in that position, I was miserable. So recently, I realized how much my body and my senses were trying to tell me, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this, and I did it anyway. So I stayed in the position. I got very physically ill. I didn't sleep. I was worried a lot. There was just a lot of stuff going on. Then when it was time to stand for tenure, my boss told me that she didn't want to see me anymore, and she would not support my tenure, which didn't really come as a surprise. So I had also realized that taking a lot of medicine, worrying not sleeping at night was not helping me in my overcome my illnesses. So I took a meditation class because everyone was always telling me I thought too much. And I just had that rumination going on and on. So I took a meditation class, and I found it very, very helpful. And then I started to do some spiritual research. I read The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama. That book changed my life because I realized that it was a choice to be happy or not. And I became a massage therapist, and I had a very successful practice. And then I got an awakening as such to my abilities to do other kinds of healing work. Now, between that time, I think my major story in Extraordinary You with Vanessa is my healing from my not loving myself and my past relationships, and finding my husband, who I'm still madly in love with, and living a happy, loving life. So there was a lot that happened in that time where I was changing careers and changing my outlook on the world.
Yeah, been through a lot. Big journey.
Big journey.
So was there a tipping point for change at all?
Well, when I realized there were two tipping points. The first one was when I was so physically exhausted and ill, and nothing was working. The doctors tried to put me on, I think, antidepressants or something, and it just made me not aware of my world. I had all kinds of gastric issues, and that was when I realized that no one was responsible for my health or my life but me, and that's when I decided that I was going to put me first and do the things that I needed to do to be healthy. So that was the first tipping point. And I was a single parent. And so like a lot of parents, mothers, we put our children first, or we do everything we have to do before we do either what we want to do or what we need to do for ourselves. So that was a realization that I had to change that way of living my life. And then the second tipping point was at the end of my second marriage. It was a horrible marriage. It was abusive. And when it ended, I realized I couldn't be mad at my ex-husband because he showed me who he was the moment I saw him. I looked in his eyes and knew I was seeing the devil incarnate. And then I realized, how could I not love myself that much that I thought it was okay to be with someone who treated me that way? And so that was the other tipping point. That was the real tipping point to learning to know myself and love myself and accept myself and explore myself. So both of those were big things.
Yeah, definitely big. Would you count them as a slow rumble leading up to that time that you made the change, or were there actually lightning bolts?
Well, there were lightning bolts, but I chose to ignore them until I collapsed. There were rumbles, there were lightning bolts, there were hurricanes and tornadoes, but change is hard, and changing the story that you have about yourself is hard too. So I guess it wasn't until I was at the cliff and pushed off that the change happened.
Yeah. And that's common, isn't it? Especially with women, we're nurturers. We want to, you know, put everyone else first and not ourselves. So it seems to be a common thing out there. And once you realize that if you put yourself first, then it's so much better for everyone else around you.
Exactly. And I think we have our story that we tell ourselves that the way life should be, and then we do everything to keep that story alive when it's not. I think that's why some women have trouble leaving their marriages or their jobs or whatever, because they think that story should be a certain way.
Very true. So what challenges have you had along the way that have made you feel like throwing in the towel?
A lot of it has been financial struggles, because I've been self-employed for about 17, 18 years now. And being self-employed is a challenge, because sometimes things are going well and sometimes they aren't. Here in the States, insurance is really expensive if you're self-employed. Getting everything from a car loan to financing for anything else is challenging. But what keeps me going is I know that how successful I am is entirely up to me. If I get a 9-to-5 job, which sounds deadly to me right now, but if I would do that, then someone else is telling me what my earning potential is or what my job is or who I am. But being able to be responsible for myself and self-employed allows me to create and be as successful and who I want to be and how I want to help possible.
So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision or just out of necessity?
When I was younger, and my daughter was still at home, it was making sure she was okay. That was my sole motivation for everything. It was like, I've got to be able to provide for her and give her a safe house. But now it's the bigger vision. I just see, I've done so much of my own inner work. It's a constant thing for me. And I see, what I can bring to the world, and I'm really excited to do it.
So what was your ignition point? What made things really just start taking off for you?
It's interesting, because I was a very, very spiritual person, so much so that I wasn't on the planet very much. I was all light and love and living in that space. And it can be very beautiful, but it's also not it's not landed here on Earth, and it's not necessarily the day-to-day things that we face. In fact, I was doing so much of that work, my husband thought I might be ill. He thought I might have some kind of cancer or something that was keeping me from fully engaging in life. And then last year, I is when I really thought I really want to start this web, this internet stuff. And I had three people who were interested in working with me. And for some reason or other, none of them worked out. So I contacted a friend of mine, and she said, "Well, Cynthia, how are you going to have success on the planet when you're not living on the planet?" And I thought, well, that's a good point. Kind of hurt a little, but it was true. Mm. And so she said, "You need to look at your shadow work." And so I did. And the shadow work for me wasn't about releasing all of the bad things that happened to me, but rather looking at them and holding them and integrating them into me so that I could see it and know it as a strength. And sitting with those feelings again and those experiences again, I went through that all, and I learned a lot, and it's part of who I am. If I'm just in the love and light all the time, I'm not balanced, I'm not strong. And so that's been a turning point for me. A lot of opportunities have come up. I've been more willing to go out into the world, and that's how I reconnected with Vanessa. So it's been kind of magical, actually, since I decided to be more fully human.
Beautiful. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future then?
I'm really excited to see how I'm busy doing my 90-day plan and launching my new business, relaunching what I'm doing. And it's so exciting because I'm getting ideas all the time, and then the guidance I'm getting from coaches and things, it's just a very exciting time for me. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely sounds that way. All right, how about we have a change in pace and we do the speed round?
Okay.
Here we go. What's your favorite book?
The Collected Works of E.E. Cummings.
Oh, okay.
He's a poet, but he goes beyond boundaries. And so I like that a lot. It's encouraging.
Yeah. Do you have a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Pema Chodron. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's a Buddhist She's a Buddhist nun, but she writes very grounded advice from a very balanced perspective. So she's been my go-to for about 15 years now.
Okay, sounds fascinating. I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
What daily ritual works best for you?
You know, I'm at the point now where I can make an easy start to my day. I can meditate. I can go for a walk. I can sit and drink an extra cup of coffee. I make sure that I give myself 2 hours in the morning so that I'm braced and I'm ready to face what the day brings me rather than rushing around. And that's really been wonderful.
Sounds like a great start to the day.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite food?
I love food. So I like all food. I like healthy food a lot. I like vegetables. I'm mostly vegetarian. Avocado, I think, is how we know there's a God on the planet who loves us. So if I have a real craving for something, that's usually Indian food.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie. I like food.
Do you like the country or the city?
Actually, I like both. I love living in Chicago. There's a lot of so many different kinds of people and different opportunities. But if I don't get outside of the city sometimes, I go crazy. So I'm lucky I have a couple friends who own farms. We also have a lakefront with a beautiful park, and I walk there often. So I'm definitely a mix of the two.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
Baby steps lead to open doors. You know, I think that sometimes we get overwhelmed and we feel like we have to make this great big jump. But if you do one thing, and it can be the easiest thing, even though it may seem hard, it's amazing how that can create movement and flow that allows you to follow through with things. So it's important to dream big and see the vision, but then take a step that you're not completely comfortable with, but that's doable for you.
I love that. So important is it just to take any action rather than no action?
Exactly. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my former self to trust myself first. And after I know what I feel and what I want, then to check advice from others if I need it. I would also tell myself not to worry so much, that everything, that worry doesn't do anything but bring more problems to you. You can't have a creative solution if you're worrying, to just to have faith and allow creative ideas to come. Worrying is just horrible, and I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's a big one, and affects a lot of people, isn't it? They worry too much about the future or things that they can't control.
Exactly. And it can really make you ill in so many ways. And it doesn't help your kids. It doesn't help your family. It doesn't help anything. It's better to be present and, like you said, make plans.
Yeah, I love that. Be present. That's so important.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Cynthia.
Thank you. It was fun.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we can end it there?
Okay, my Facebook page, my professional page, is not really what I'm doing right now, but you can find me on Facebook at Cynthia Zecchi, PhD, RMT, and that's the best place to contact me, through Messenger.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
What a beautiful human being is Cynthia Zecchi Igniters. Her journey through abuse to learning to love herself is extraordinary. Cynthia has been self-employed for many years and knows the challenges, but wouldn't have it any other way. We have a mutual friend, Vanessa Talbot, who has helped us both in our journeys. So our takeaway is to be present, stop the worrying, and just continue to be present and plan. If you want to contact Cynthia through Facebook, go to Cynthia Zecchi, PhD, RMT. Don't forget, if you want to experience adventure in your life, go to ignitepodcast.com.